Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Propaganda is to convince the masses of the big lie. It does not mean whether it's right, wrong, just, unjust, true, or untrue. You just say it over repeatedly and repeatedly until you can convince the masses. Well, at Ring Talk, it ain't about convincing the masses. All we do is present the facts to you. You be the judge.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
I did feel weird. I did feel different. I did feel different. And, you know, I mean, obviously I can't put no, you know, excuses, but I did feel different.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
And I live in a van down by the river.
Pedro Fernandez.
Thanks a lot, Pedro, and I won't let you down.
What did Oscar say? He had no excuses for dressing up in women's clothing and letting people photograph him in hotel rooms in Philadelphia and the like, wearing like Victoria's Secret outfits and posing very sexually in a woman's manner? Oh my God, cocaine made you do that, son! That's what cocaine's doing right now to your business. That's why your business is going down the drain. Bottom line is, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your MMA edition, of course. Just wanted to start that off with a shot at the golden boy, Oscar De La Hoya. Of course, this is your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Gilbert Melendez, the great Gilbert Melendez, born in Santa Ana, California, now living in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California, our very own, of course, the former Strikeforce champion. And when Strikeforce folded, he was a lightweight champion, came over to the UFC, fought Benson Henderson, ended up losing like a 3-2 decision to him. I thought he won that fight, but straight up, Gilbert Melendez, probably the uncrowned lightweight champion of the world, looking to take on Vincent Pettis for the lightweight championship very, very soon. So we hope to have some time with Vincent Pettis today. We've got a couple of other MMA fighters, and of course, this episode of Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by My Chuckles and AlchemyWater.com, A-L-K-A-M-E, AlchemyWater.com. Remember, there's a difference in the water you drink. Check it out, read the facts, and find out why. AlchemyWater.com. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Little Rick Stevens and Emilio Castillo taking us to the break because you're going down to the nightclub. You can get what you want.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit AlchemyWater.com. That's AlchemyWater.com.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
How would you like to get in shape today? Now you can. With the new iRow Smart Band, you can monitor and track your daily activities and calories. The simple, state-of-the-art 3D sensor helps you lose weight and get fit. Just connect iRow to your smartphone or tablet and start seeing results today. Using colors that track your activity levels, you can share your progress with friends and family and even compete with them in a fun new way. With iRow, you'll be able to control your weight and stay healthy and happy. Check out iRowNova.com. That's I-R-O-N-O-V-A, iRowNova.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Started it off. Right there, rocked him. Sent to go.
Fight!
Domi and Guida. Shot there by Hayes. Oh, head kick.
Guida's pace is relentless. 45.
Here again with the head kick and the takedown.
Maynard
and Edgar putting on a show.
Outstanding.
Wow.
Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all. And he's got Maynard.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
My next guest is the super fly of the MMA division, folks. I'm talking about Gilbert Melendez. Nobody better than him, the uncrowned champion, losing a very controversial nod to Benson Henderson last year. Of course, the former Strikeforce champion before that folded, and resident of San Francisco as well. Welcome to the show, Gilbert.
Thanks. Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
How you been?
I'm good, man. Really good.
Okay, let me ask you this. I'm in San Francisco. I've been doing radio here for like 29 years, okay? You are like the hardest. I mean, it's easier for me to get a hold of Gavin Newsom, and he's like the lieutenant governor or some president or something like that. You're the hardest guy to get a hold of.
Ah, no kidding, huh? Well, you know what? You could always find me in the gym on 3rd Street, 2920 3rd Street. That's where I'm always at, man. I'm always there. So I'm sorry about that, but I'm glad we're talking now.
No, but the reason why I want you to do is I want you to bring up the gym. Tell me about the gym. I used to be a cop down the street at 20th and 3rd at the old Potrero Police Station.
Okay, yeah, man, we got a good little gym out there, 7,000 square foot facility. Yeah, right on 3rd and Cesar Chavez, 3rd and 25th to be exact. You know, we got kickboxing, Muay Thai, boxing, wrestling, jiu-jitsu, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, fitness, and we got all walks of life in there, man. It's a great time.
You know, I got to ask you about that because there's a Potrero-based, there's a boxing gym out there, and somebody got hurt, some like blue-collar guy got hurt, and he ended up dying and this and that. Don't you agree, at least I do, I won 4 Golden Glove titles, is that there's certain people that just shouldn't box and shouldn't fight. No matter how much they really want to, they just really shouldn't be doing this. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, definitely, man. I think there's some people who just need to be under a very tight microscope, you know. I mean, everyone wants to try to spar a little bit, and it's just not for everybody. And, you know, and if you have a really good coach, maybe they can put on the gloves and spar lightly with you. But you're right. Fighting isn't for everybody, and it's not a joking matter. You can't just go do a exhibition sparring match. It just doesn't work that way. It's serious. You may get knocked out, you know?
You know, I remember all the exhibitions I had, and I had a few winning 4 Golden Glove titles here in Northern California, but these guys, they knew I was a Golden Glove champion. These guys came to fight every single time. In other words, I had to be ready and be in an all-time top condition. These guys were going to whoop me up.
Exactly. You know, in jiu-jitsu, you can do a jiu-jitsu match and not really worry about, you know, you can just submit it and tap out, but you can't just do a kickboxing or boxing match and think it's a something to play with. It's not a joking matter, you know. It's just a serious thing going on. Someone can get knocked out, someone get hurt, regardless if you got shin pads and 16-ounce gloves and a headgear. So, you know, it takes a lot of time to be able to get prepared to do that. You know, if you're going to do some sort of sparring in the gym under a close supervision with a really good instructor, would be the way to go.
You know, I watched your post-fight interviews, and I saw you doing some TV guest shots on Fox a couple of months ago, and I said, this guy's going to be really a great guest. Now, I used to say this about Pauly Malignaggi, and now he's making over $1 million a year as a Showtime boxing announcer. So, son, you may have a future in announcing.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it, man. I appreciate that feedback. It's something I like to do, and now that I know what Pauly's making, man, I'm going to ask for more.
Well, that's good. All right, that's good. Tell me about this fight with Diego Sanchez. Man, I mean, you turned it into, like, the most exciting fight of 2013, and Diego had something to do with it, but the bottom line was it was like, yikes. I mean, you almost wanted to turn yourself away from the camera a couple times. The beatings, the punches he was taking were so massive.
Yeah, man. No, I appreciate that. Thanks for saying that, you know. But, yeah, dude, it was a battle. It was a war. I felt like I was in control of the fight, and, you know, I had some gas in the tank in the third round, and I decided to try to go for the kill. It was there, and, you know, the guy has a chin of steel, and he's a warrior and keeps coming. So, you know, it turned into a slugfest there. But, you know, he's a tough guy, wild punches, everything. I thought my boxing skills were a little better in the pocket. You know, they said we're rock 'em, sock 'em robots, but I thought I did some really good head movements, some slips, some step backs, and some good combos, and felt like my awareness was really good, and I thought I totally outboxed him.
We're talking about the incredibly articulate former Strike Force lightweight champion, of course, the uncrowned lightweight champion. Now, that fight with Benson Henderson last year, I had you winning 3-2, and I think Dave Meltzer, and I consider Dave the godfather of MMA as far as writing, as far as predicting. I mean, he was doing this stuff back in 1993, okay? He's really the guy. And and he thought you won 3-2. How, when you look back at that fight, now, and I know you've watched it a few times on videotape, and you turn down the sound, who wins it?
Oh, man, I felt like I won that fight, man. I felt like I won at least 3-2. I felt like I almost took the first three. I know the fourth I lost and the fifth I definitely won. But, you know, that second and third were very competitive rounds, you know, and I was really hoping they'd at least give me one, you know, especially in the hometown of California. I'm hometown of California, you know, but it's the way it goes sometimes. You know, I want to say, you know, maybe it's politics or maybe the fight gods weren't ready for me to be the champ, but either way, you know, I look back on it, and it was everything except.
Okay. One, I got a personal question for Gilbert Melendez. Gilbert Melendez right here. Who does Benson Henderson have dirty pictures of Dana White or something like that? Because, you know, he got this gift decision over you, and then he got a very lucky call with Josh Thompson. It really hurt me about the fight with Josh Thompson in that, I think it was a title eliminator fight, was that, you know, Thompson's an old guy, and he's not going to get another shot. You know what I'm saying? He deserved to win that night, and he got burned.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I had Thompson winning on that card as well, and, you know, maybe he just goes to church a lot, man. I don't know, something, man, but he gets picked up quite a bit, and, you know, maybe it's a little tougher for a Strike Force guy. I really try to look into it and look for an answer of why this guy keeps getting the decisions, you know, but, you know, for sometimes you just don't know why it goes that way.
He lost one of those Frankie Edgar fights, didn't he?
I thought he lost two of those, too. I thought he lost both of them, to be honest, you know. He's actually a very, you know, I wasn't very scared of fighting Benson, but he's a very tactical guy when I learned on there. And it's different. They count punches landed in MMA. It's not the same as boxing, you know. Like, guys, they just throw 50 punches, you know, like the cage, non-effective punches, and they count 50 strikes landed. I think he's really smart at playing by the rules, you know, and, you know, I'm looking to knock him out. He's looking at the score, 30 punches, every punches here.
Gilbert Melendez is our guest, folks. We're going to go to a break and get a better phone line. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. Rampage Jackson got a win last night over King Mo. I don't know. That fight course sort of sucked for pay-per-view. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network. Never fall in love. You can't fall up, you just fall down, and all you hear is that lonely sound. You're going down, down, down. You just fall down.
Cause you can't fall up.
You just fall down.
No, you can't fall up. Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
On schedule for 5 for the Strike Force World Welterweight title. Nick Diaz, the champion in white and black. Daly, the challenger in blue. Great body work by Diaz. Oh, a beautiful uppercut. Looping right hand. Daly falling into trouble. 11 seconds. Diaz going in for the kill. And it's over. Diaz has made history. Nick Diaz finishing Daly. And at one of the best rounds of the year.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Godfather of soul. I told you about my stories with him.
Wonderful guy. Fun to be around. He really was the godfather of soul, James Brown. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of MMA this hour. We're talking with Gilbert Melendez, folks, the uncrowned lightweight champion in a lot of people's minds. Of course, he's going to take on Anthony Pettis. When is the Pettis fight going to take place?
You know, I have not signed a bout agreement yet, but it's looking like the end of the year, December 27th in Las Vegas, MGM, but nothing official yet.
Okay. Tell me about this shopping about. And Dana White made a big deal about it. Yeah, he was able to shop his talents to Bellator, and he didn't want to go there. He wanted to come back here. To boil down the money, what was the deciding factor that made you to sign with UFC instead of Bellator?
Well, I just wanted to do what was in the best interest of my future. You know what I mean? And I got a family to think about. I got a future to think about. And, yeah, you have to weigh out all your options. And at the end of the day, I got the fair market value. And I love the stage of the UFC. There's no bigger stage out there, to be honest. But, you know, I think Bellator is a really great organization, too. And I'm a businessman when it comes to the sport, and I got to do what's best for my business and what's best for my brand, and that's what I did.
But pound for pound, as far as lightweights are concerned, you've been the highest paid lightweight for the last 5 years, correct?
I mean, I can't confirm anything like that. I can't confirm that at all, man. I mean, I wish I actually knew. You don't know. It's not open. You know, we're not a union. It's not like
Meltzer says you are.
Who says that?
Dave Meltzer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think I played my cards right the whole time. You know what I mean? I don't know what everybody else's contract. I don't know what kind of bonus we'll get in the back, but I feel like I've done things right, and, you know, I'm not financially free, but I've done pretty good for myself.
Gilbert Melendez is our guest, folks. Originally born in Santa Ana, California, and made his way by the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. And being a native, I welcome you. How long have you been here?
I've been here since the year 2000. I moved up here to go to SF State, wrestled for a year, and met my buddy Jake Shields my second year, and he introduced me to MMA. So I've been here since the year 2000.
Okay, so there was no boxing or wrestling background in you or anything like that before you got into this?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I wrestled at Santa Ana High School, and I grew up watching boxing. My dad boxed a little bit when he was young, so he had me boxing the bag. But I grew up watching all the Chavez fights. You know, I've seen all the De La Hoya fights, you know, Chiquita Hernandez versus Carbajal, you know. Those were some of the things I remember growing up, too. And, I influenced my boxing, but, wrestling was a sport that was for free in high school, you know what I mean? So I did that.
Gilbert Melendez is our guest, folks. Time to get honest, Gilbert. Did Bjorn Rebney of Bellator, did he get on his knees and beg you to sign?
Oh, man, he did not beg me, man, but he definitely was a very, you know, polite businessman, and, we're trying to make the best offer, it just wasn't as good as the UFC offer.
Fantastic. So what do you see happening as far as the UFC concerning this UFC 173? I mean, Renan Barreiro and TJ Dillashaw. Dillashaw just too green. Barreiro hasn't lost, like, since Ronald Reagan was president or something like that, a long time.
I know, man. That guy's such a stud. He's pretty creative. He has great kicks, great grappling. Dillashaw has a chance if he could just really implement his wrestling and stay on top and ride him out. It's not an easy task, but he needs to close that distance. But, Dillashaw kind of, talks that lead hand a little bit, and he got to be careful he doesn't get clipped or nothing with a spinning back kick or spinning heel kick, you know. But and Barreiro's a massive guy. I would say 3-1 favorite for Barreiro.
Man, John Jones looked like wow. I just couldn't believe it. I think he really stepped up his game against Glover Teixeira there. I mean, holy cow, spinning back fist, knees. He sort of owned him for five rounds.
Oh, yeah, man. The talent is just unbelievable nowadays. I mean, guys are evolving before our very eyes. Things you thought were undoable or it was impossible to do, now people are doing it. You know, people are running off the cage. People are doing spinning heel kicks, man. It's incredible to see the evolution of the sport.
Okay. Are you happy with the cage, or would you rather have a ring?
I would rather have a square cage or a ring, yes. I like the ring better. I think the circle doesn't really allow you to, the octagon doesn't really allow you to corner someone. And the ring have, you know, corner somebody. You could corner them and make them fight a little bit better. I think there's a lot of too much running in the octagon and too much space to run out there. And I think the ring, you know, forces you to fight if you get cornered, and you can work that cornering of a fighter. You don't get that. You get that in boxing, but not in MMA.
You and I crack to the body pretty good, or I used to crack to the body pretty good. And I used to hear guys wince. Oh, do you hear that when you crack those guys to the body?
Oh, yeah, man. Nothing feels better than hitting a guy to the body and just kind of hearing the air come out of them. They try to not show any emotion, but that's one punch that you cannot not show emotion, you know?
Thank God I've never been hit that hard in the body in 52 fights. You know that? I mean, oh, my God. I mean, I've seen guys with broken ribs and things like that just collapse. Gilbert Melendez is our guest, folks. Of course, he's one of the hottest fighters in the world, the UFC, having recently signed a contract with Dana White and the UFC. Dana White said it was a big thing. In fact, Dana White's had a lot to say lately, especially about testosterone replacement therapy. Check this out, Gilbert.
When you really break it down and you look at it, it's science. You know, as you get older, your testosterone starts to get lower. Science has figured out a way to get it back up to even. But in like all things, when money is involved, people will find ways to cheat. And even though this thing is legal, people have figured out how to cheat on it, so it has to go away.
Well, then he says it has to go away. I thought it has to go away because I think that when I look at some of these guys that were not taking TRT supplements beforehand and I look at them afterwards, their bodies are like reversed 20 years.
Yeah, man. You know, it's a thing I don't know too much about, but I'll say this. You know, I think it's important that we all have the same level playing field. You know, there's no reason someone should have an advantage over the other guy standing across from you, you know? I mean, I take supplements. You know, I'm trying to stay as youthful as possible. But, you know, I would hate to go across the cage and know that someone has the advantage over me.
Okay. Question coming in here from a guy from Atlanta, GA, named Georgie. He wants to know, what did you think of those 10-minute opening rounds in Pride?
I loved it, man. It was brutal. It was brutal, but I loved it, man. It was almost a sport at its purest form. I mean, to this time, I wish we only did one round for 15 minutes and one title fight for one 25-minute round and just let the fight play out like it is. And it was brutal, but it was awesome to be a part of that experience in Pride.
You know, that's a fantastic idea. Now, I know you've got a few bucks in this and that. Why don't you and I go off and start our own company, and that's what I will portray our MMA fights. Let's make a 125-minute fight for the main event and then one 15-minute fight for the prelims.
I'm in, man. Let's get some investors, bro. We got plenty out here in San Francisco. Let's do it, and I'm all behind it.
Okay. That's IT money. So the gym now is in the 2300 block of 3rd Street?
Yeah, 2920 3rd Street, 2920 3rd Street, between 25th and 26th, right near Cesar Chavez and 3rd Street. So, mm-hmm. You know, the Muni runs right by it right there, and, you know, it's a real up-and-coming neighborhood, Petrero Hill, you know, right there. So it's a good place.
A few blocks over, about 22nd and, about 22nd and DeHaro and places like that. They had a Samoan get-together, and they used to have parties weekly, and like 100 and 200 people would show up. And they'd get a little rowdy and a little noisy and this and that. And they'd send my little 5'9" ass over there as a policeman to break this up. You hear what I'm saying? So I'd go up the stairs, and the first thing I'd say was, is the chief here? And they go, I need to speak to the chief. I said, you know, I'm Pedro Fernandez. I used to fight with Billy Tavaki, the king of Samoa. Listen to that. That got me over. You hear what I'm saying?
Oh,
that one line got me over. If not, I would have been, you know, torn to pieces.
Hey, man, there's no one that's a harder hitter than the Samoan, the Oofas out there, man. They know how to throw cracks out there, so, hey, man.
But they But they can't last long, though, Gilbert. They don't last very long. Endurance-wise, they ain't got it.
And you better stand in an open field and not in a crowded alley, man. You better be in an open playing field, you know. Oh, we got a stick and move.
Okay, so Borrego wins easily over Dillashaw.
I wouldn't say easily. I wouldn't say easily, but Borrego, I think, is definitely the favorite. He has more tools, but I'm cheering for Dillashaw, man. He's a hometown guy, and I like to see him take him down and really wrestle him. And it's a possibility he can win that.
You know, there was a pay-per-view on last night, and I bet you more people stole this pay-per-view via the internet than watched it. I'm talking about Rampage Jackson beating King Mo. Did you watch that?
You know what? I was my coach from Santa Ana High School. I'm here in Santa Ana right now visiting him. He got inducted to the Wrestling Hall of Fame, so I was out here supporting him.
Cool.
So I was just checking him out. His name is Scott Glad, by the way, from Santa Ana High School. Congrats to him. But I was following on Twitter and having people update me on the Alvarado Marquez and then the Mo and Rampage. So I was getting all the updates, but I haven't been able to see it myself.
There wasn't really any highlights there. If it was a porno movie, people would have fell asleep.
I was looking forward to the Eddie Alvarez and Chandler, and you know that fell through, and Chandler ended up losing to Will Brooks. So those were more concerned with my weight class, but. Yeah, man, I heard it wasn't the best show.
Is his name Ben Askren? Is that the guy that impresses me so much in Bellator?
Ben Askren was in Bellator, but he left Bellator. He was the wrestler and he was the champ there, and
yeah.
His contract expired, and he went to ONE FC, which is an organization in Singapore, which is pretty competitive as well. They have some good fighters and good talent, but all different, more international fighters than American fighters.
So when are you coming back home to the city by the bay?
I'm having a good time in the sun here, but definitely either later tonight or tomorrow morning, man, I'll be out there, you know, back in the gym training, dude. You know, there's no days off, really, in this sport.
Okay, so if I stop by the gym with a tape recorder, everything's cool?
Everything's cool, man. Just give me a heads up, bro. We'll chop it up all day.
Okay, so have you got any idea when you're going to fight next? Have you given me any schedule?
Well, they had me going December 27th, but they got me filming The Ultimate Fighter through June, through all of July and a little bit of August, and that airs in September. And then, you know, from there, you know, we'll start pumping up the fight to the end of the year.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Gilbert El Nino Melendez. Gilbert, thank you for your time, sir.
Hey, thank you guys for having me, man. Have a good day.
All right. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, little tower of power bringing us to the break. This is your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, we are live every Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 11 a.m. Saturday for an hour, 11 a.m. Sunday for 2 hours, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
So you're into fantasy sports. Time for you to up your game at StarFantasyLeagues.com, where you can play fantasy sports like football, basketball, hockey, and baseball and earn cold hard cash every single day. It's legal, it's brand new, and it's awesome. At StarFantasyLeagues.com, you can play your favorite fantasy sport for real money against real people, or even play the Star Fantasy League's free tournaments for your chance to win something for nothing. Put your money where your mouth is. Prove your expertise. Get your game on today at StarFantasyLeagues.com.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
You know, it's been bittersweet because this is where I started my career. This is where I built my career, all in this organization, you know. So it's bittersweet to see it go. But you know what, man, it's all about progression. And, you know, I was actually going to be out of Strike Force anyway. But, you know, it's a business, man. We really have no idea what went on behind the scenes to get to this point. So outside of just emotionally feeling like, man, I would have loved Strike Force to continue on, I really don't know much on the subject, you know.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I thought you told me he was solid muscle.
Well, he's much stronger than he looks.
Well,
Sounds like the Duke.
John Wayne. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. UFC 173, Las Vegas, Nevada. Renan Barrile, of course, the champion. Wow, 135 pounds. Hasn't lost like since Ronald Reagan was president. I'm not kidding. It hasn't been that long, but it's been a long time. So I think since 2005 or something. And this is 2014. Taking on TJ Dillashaw, a competent fighter, but just a little bit green, I think, at this point in time for Renan. In the semi-main event, in Daniel Cormier, you heard him talking about the end of Strikeforce just here a second ago. Of course, he's taking on Dan Henderson in a battle of non-testosterone use. In other words, Henderson had been given a pass by the Nevada State Athletic Commission and a couple other athletic commissions, California included, to use steroids. What I mean by that was he had taken, allegedly, he had taken steroids to the point where his testosterone level had dropped below normal. So in order to get it back above normal at two or too normal, you ended up having to take these supplements, okay, these steroid supplements. And these steroid supplements obviously do work in some cases. I mean, for the average guy, it works. But for a fighter, it makes you into a monster. And I think Dana White brought that up just a couple of minutes ago. Straight up, it's got to go. Well, it's gone. And Danny Cormier will be taking on a straight Dan Henderson, the former, I think, Strikeforce champion, at 185 pounds. These guys will fight at 205 at Cormier in the semi-main event to Renan Barrile and TJ Dillashaw. Now, Robbie Lawler is on the card as well. Robbie Lawler, always the entertaining fighter, always brings it, taking on Jake Ellenberger. Sort of, I don't want to call it a crossroads fight, but this is a meaningful fight for both young men because to lose here would sort of relegate you to, like, you know, the preliminary card. This is the main card. This is the main card, of course, UFC 173. Next Saturday night, 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 o'clock Pacific time, only on pay-per-view. Now, we'll get to the prelims in just for a second, but there's a Japanese fighter who I'm not even going to try to get his name right. We'll just call him Takaya. He's a bantamweight. Bantamweight's 135 pounds. He's taking on Francisco Rivera, and the lightweight fight on the main card, Jamie Varner, taking on James Krause. Now, the Fox preliminary card, and this sort of is a bit annoying because, of course, we're having to switch channels, and switching channels is a bit of a pain in the butt. But Fox Sports 1, at least they're not making you hit two Fox Sports channels this time, but it's Fox Sports 1, and Michael Chiesi is in the main event, of course, as far as the prelims are concerned, and that's a lightweight contest, 155 pounds, taking on Francis Trinaldo, and, of course, 155, another 155 fight, Tony Ferguson and Kat Kakuna. And then, of course, another bantamweight championship, not a championship fight, an eliminator, they tell me. Chad Holdsworth versus Chico Camas. In other words, the guy that wins here steps up and is considered a real contender at 135 pounds. We'll see. Al La Quinta taking on Mitch Clark. That's in a lightweight battle. That rounds out the Fox Sports 1 card. Now, let me figure out the timing for this for you because it's confusing, man. The UFC does everything they can. Take that back. Bellator's worse. But the UFC is just not, they're not self-explanatory enough, okay? So these prelims I just talked to you about, they're on Fox Sports 1, okay? And then before that, they've got three fights on preliminary cards on UFC Fight Pass, which is some club that you join. They let you watch three fights or something like that. Anyway, the bottom line is there's a lot of fights, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 fights on the card for UFC 173, of course, topped by the main event, Renan Barrile and TJ Dillashaw. Who's going to win that fight? You got to go with the champion, folks. I mean, the champion has been unbeaten since 2005, hasn't lost too many rounds. And although the stoppage with Uriah Faber in his last fight was quite controversial, he did have the upper hand at that point in time, and you got to give him props. As far as Cormier and Henderson's concerned, you got to figure Cormier is going to be able to take Henderson down to the mat and beat him up on the mat. Just beat him up on the mat. I mean, just beat him up. This is going to be a beat up type of thing. Henderson maybe best at 185 and then taking that TRT, those extra steroids and stuff, and making it to 205. If he's not taking him, guess what? He's going to be a different guy, and Cormier is going to light him up like the White House Christmas tree. Lawler and Ellenberger, I'm going to go with Lawler on that one. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. I told you about those lame events. Michael Chandler losing on the pay-per-view as far as
Bellator was concerned last Saturday night. And it was, not a fight that you want to pay pay-per-view for. I mean, anybody that paid for that had to be thinking afterwards, what did I pay for? I mean, Rampage Jackson, there's no Rampage left in him. It's like trying to get a 64-year-old man to go on a Rampage. Okay, Pops, jump up out of that wheelchair and go on a Rampage right now. What's he going to do, throw pencils around the room? Okay, that's basically what Rampage Jackson has been reduced to. He didn't throw punches all that well. He didn't jab all that well. He didn't go for the killer shots all that well. He didn't take people down. I mean, King Mo took him down the first couple of times, maybe three times in the first round. He lost the first round. Somehow he lost the first round and won a split decision after three. I don't know. I really don't know. I thought that fight should have been just a draw. I think both guys stunk so bad. Both guys put forth such pathetic efforts that, first of all, Bellator should never throw another pay-per-view ever in its history. I mean, that's it. They're done. They done themselves in. Anybody that bought that card last night is saying to themselves, man, that was money wasted. Can I call my cable company and get a refund? Because it was just bad. It just was bad. Top to bottom, it just didn't pan out as a pay-per-view type of card. Not an UFC card by any means, okay? And, of course, I guess the Chandler-Alvarez cancellation with Alvarez getting sick and pulling out, I guess that had a lot to do with taking a little bit of luster off the card. But when you have a main event topped by Tito Ortiz, 38 years old, got to give him props. He calls him the people's champ. I used to call him the Huntington Beach bad boy. That's what I used to call him back in the day. That was his nickname back about 8-10 years ago when we used to do radio. Now he says he's the people's champion. Of course, he is the manager of Chris Cyborg Santos. We'll get to that in just a second. Of course, she is considered the best challenger, the number one challenger in the world to Ronda Rousey, the world 135-pound champion who's now filming the movie Entourage. So she's gone for a few months from the gym, and we talked about that with her a while back, and she said that she wasn't ready to take time off from the gym from fighting to go do a movie. Well, guess what a difference a year makes, okay? But Ronda Rousey doing her movie. Anyway, Tito Ortiz was the winner last night. He fought the Bellator middleweight title holder and choked him out in the first round. Now, I don't know if that was such a big surprise, but according to the odds makers, the younger guy was favored like 3 or 4 to 1, so I guess it was a big surprise. But Tito Ortiz returns to the winner's circle for the first time in a long time. He was the UFC flag bearer back about UFC 133. What are they up to now, UFC 173? All right. But, no, he was the flag bearer back then. When he fought Vladimir Medushenko, he was a flag bearer. He was the main event. He was the guy, okay? And I think that he fought hurt for a long time. He fought with neck problems. He fought with back problems. He had some neck surgery about 6 or 7 months ago, and he says he's recovered from that, and he was able to compete last night and able to do well. And I wish him the very best of luck, but the age of 38, he's got kids and things like that. He should be thinking about that. And what he should be really thinking about is making the right decision for Chris Cyborg Santos. You know, that steroid freak, the chick that needs a shave about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the young lady who was caught by the California State Athletic Commission after being suspected of steroid use for many, many, many years. Of course, she was suspended, and this is what Dana White brings up. She was suspended last time she was here, meaning Strikeforce, so why should she go anywhere else? Why should she be able to come back to the UFC? So he doesn't want to hear it. Dana White doesn't want to hear it. I think it's the biggest fight in MMA history as far as the women are concerned, and it'll be one of the biggest fights ever as far as pay-per-view is concerned, because if Ronda goes out and promotes this fight correctly and goes to all the different media outlets like The View and places like that, she does. I'm telling you, she can make this the biggest pay-per-view event ever as far as MMA is concerned, because she'll be able to cross over women. Barbara Walters is gone, but those other chubby chicks are still there on The View, so they can do their thing, and Hassel Rock, whatever her name is, they can all get together and they can talk about it, and she can go on different talk shows, maybe do the David Letterman show or the guy, Jimmy Fallon, something like that. In other words, get some publicity out there. Let people know and show some highlights when you do this stuff. Just don't show up and say, look, hey, I'm Ronda Rousey. Look how fine I am. I look so fine. You're just probably licking your TV screen right now, okay? But the bottom line is, she is fine, but she can fight. And I think you've got to bring that into the picture. In other words, you have this beautiful woman sitting there, and you show clips of her knocking the snot out of somebody. That's what you got to do. That's how you promote this fight. That's how you bring women over to the world of MMA in droves. They will come in droves to see a good-looking girl. Whether it's to see her lose or to see her win, the bottom line is it's a woman fighting. Lots of chicks in MMA fights before, but they're always girlfriends. You know, young girlfriends of guys, and a lot of times they look distracted and looked around and this and that. But when Ronda's in the ring, when Ronda's in the octagon, everybody realizes eyes are on her. She's probably one of the hottest topics in the world of boxing, I mean, in the world of MMA, no question about that. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Alexander Shemenko, he was the guy that Tito Ortiz submitted with that arm triangle choke last night. You know, it was a pretty good move, and you got to give it to Ortiz for doing it in the first round, especially coming back after the surgery and the long layoff and hadn't won since. When's the last time he won a fight? I was a teenager? Something like that. Anyway, it's been a while. Okay, now he's back. He's got a winning streak to work on, and, you know, he had those great fights back in the day, and as I said, he was a flag bearer of the UFC. Now, does he have one more run left in him at the age of 38? I tend not to think so, but I think if the opponents were selected correctly, and I think that Bellator is into selecting opponents that you can beat more than the UFC does. The UFC just throws, I think the UFC throws numbers in a hat and pulls out numbers. And somehow you end up with the toughest fights, the toughest fights, the toughest fights. And if you don't take the fights that Dana offers you, you might get released from your contract or get a tougher fight or get less money. In other words, what Dana wants, Dana gets. That's for the most part in the UFC. So I wish some of these guys that are coming up and stepping across the line. Unfortunately, Ben Askren went to Japan or to Thailand or whatever to fight over in Asia, and that was a big mistake. I think the UFC should have grabbed him up. I think he went across as a great American boy, the great American story. He could really fight, but then again, he would have been a legitimate challenger to the world championship, if not winning the world championship of the UFC, and maybe they didn't want it going in that direction to a guy that was a former champion of another sanctioning body. You know, it's all about pride and the UFC brand. Ring Talk, live worldwide, of course, celebrating Quentin Jackson. No, we're not. Quentin Jackson didn't do all that well last night. It was a unanimous nod. I didn't think it was. It was one of those fights that nobody deserved to win. It lacked everything from the start to the end. Three rounds. They should have made it five rounds. Maybe one of those guys would have died of a heart attack and made the event, you know, meaningful. Sorry to put it that way, but that's how bad it was. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Last segment coming up here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeart Radio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the Sunday edition, 11 a.m. Pacific time for 2 hours on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And don't forget, we have a Saturday edition, 11 a.m. Pacific time for an hour right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturing. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I don't get too high, I don't get too low, and I think it is a test of kind of faith and kind of working through adversity.
The soulful sounds of Mr. Rick Stevens. Rick and I are going to do something on YouTube for his new album in the next couple of weeks, so I'll tell you about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. In fact, the Rick Stevens interview we did is up at TowerOfPower.com. Check it out on the message board, Pedro, Song of the Month, TowerOfPower.com. Now I've got some good news to report. Get this. Shares of World Wrestling Entertainment, that's right, Vince McMahon, well, they're all crying. Guess what? The stock tumbles 48% as investors were not pleased with the new TV deal with this WWE network. After it was announced. So things are not going good for the WWE, and more power to him because it couldn't happen to a nicer guy. He ruined territorial wrestling. That was the best you ever had, because here's what's happened. The Sheik would wrestle in Detroit. A few times a year, he'd come out to San Francisco. Okay, some guys would come out to San Francisco, spend 6 weeks here, build up a storyline, lose in the main event, and leave. That's the way wrestling was done. Now you watch it on TV, it's the same old guys. They're all steroid monkeys. They don't look like your Uncle Ray anymore. They look like some freaked out guy on steroids. Bottom line is, pro wrestling, not what it was back in the day. Vince McMahon, 48% stock loss. That's pretty good. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. Don't forget the website, ringtalk.com. That's R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, Ring Talk Live Worldwide right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. 'Cause I love you so.